Earners, what's up? Look, I want to talk to you about something that's been a real game changer for us and our business, ShipStation. If you're running an online store, you know how crucial it is to get your orders out quickly and efficiently, but it can also be one of the biggest headaches. That's where ShipStation comes in. With ShipStation, managing and shipping your orders is easier than ever. Whether you're selling on Amazon, Etsy, your own website, or all of the above, ShipStation funnels all your orders onto one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your phone. ShipStation works with all major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, USPS, and more. You can easily compare rates and delivery times to find the best shipping option for you and your customers. Plus, you can automate almost any shipping task like creating shipping labels, tracking packages, and setting notifications for your customers. It's a huge time saver. For us, ShipStation has been a lifesaver. It's taken the stress out of shipping and fulfillment, allowing us to focus more on growing business. And the best part, it's incredibly affordable with options that fit any budget. So if you're ready to take your shipping game to the next level, head over to ShipStation.com and use the promo code EARN to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months of hassle-free, stress-free shipping for free. Remember, whether you're shipping a few packages a week or a few thousand, ShipStation makes it easy to manage it all. Go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in EARN. ShipStation, make ship happen. Earners, what's going on? Look, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Acorns. You know, investing can often feel intimidating, and many people don't know where to start. Some think you need a lot of money to begin, or that it's something you can put off because it doesn't seem urgent. Plus, with our busy lives, who has time to manage and research investments? That's where Acorns comes in. Acorns make it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. Personally, I found Acorns to be a game changer. It's really helped me get into the habit of investing without even thinking about it. Every time I make a purchase, a little bit of my spare change gets invested, and over time, those small actions have started to make a big difference. From Acorns, mighty oaks do grow, right? It's all about giving your money a chance to grow with Acorns. So if you want to start saving and investing for your future, head to acorns.com/earn. That's acorns.com/EARN or download the Acorns app today. And who would I be without giving you an important disclaimer? Client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/earn.
Should we expect a crash or correction following the presidential election?
Depends on who's in office. Hopefully, if Trump wins, he is as presidential as he was the first time when he won, to give the market some kind of calm and relief. So, will there be a pullback? Yes, there's a pullback every month. I don't think we'll have a big correction as a result, because I think once whoever wins is in, we'll be very clear in what the policies are, and then you'll know which companies should do well based on those affiliations and initiatives that they want to push. Pullback, yes, but I think there's a lot of fear going into it. But if you look through any presidential cycle, of course, this summer may be a little bit rocky, but by the time we get, I think, to September, October, I think a winner will be priced in. There'll be a strong Christmas rally, and then we have some issues that we have to face going into next year. But I think we'll be fine. I think we worry too much about smaller issues that are not the biggest reasons why the market will drop or fluctuate. I would keep my eyes more so on interest rates if there's a cut or if they raise, quantitative easing, and then also if other countries actually go through recession and announce it. Those have more of a weighting than the presidential election itself. For a trader, you're going to get a lot more volatility, but for the long term, I don't see a big pullback as a result.
Yeah.
Plus, the powers that be, I think, are telling them, like, you need to signal some confidence to the market.
Yeah. I think that's the key. When you think of like presidential elections, even midterms, we spoke about this. Mm-hmm. Uncertainty leads to volatility.
Absolutely.
And so if there's no certainty, if we don't know where we're headed, then you might see some volatility. I don't know if a correction will be in the calling cards, but based on even like the stock market's almanac, if they study the history of presidential cycles, and it's always it references the best 6 months to trade. And so if we're traders, if we're investors, I always look at those best 6 months, especially when we're talking about post-election or we're talking like pre-election or midterms. And historically, it's been from the month of November to April.
Yeah.
So obviously November 4th, the election will happen. Traditionally in an election year, it's been a hold, right? People will hold wherever the position they're in to see where we're going to settle, because obviously there might be uncertainty, or there could be certainty and say, all right, well, the incumbent will be run back. And then, like you said, we prepare for the next year. And so we've seen the summer months slow down. And so the worst 6 months post-election has been obviously from May to October. And so historically that has shown that since 1949. So we got to keep that into mind. But again, I think it's priced in by, I would say, September.
Fall.
Historically, over the past 5 years, and that's why I said Micro Mondays is such a great barometer of that. We've seen the past three Septembers and what that has meant when we're talking about sell-offs, when we're talking about people trying to finish out their fiscal year. We've seen pullbacks across the board, whether it's the Dow, whether it's the S&P, whether it's the NASDAQ. We've seen October some pullbacks. And if we look at the history of pullbacks, look at when these crashes have happened, look at when these corrections have happened in those in those months. So I think it gets priced in, and then after, I think we'll settle, and then I'll be looking to figure out, all right, certainty, uncertainty will determine the volatility, and it'll determine if and when we should invest.
Yeah, look at pullbacks as a time to get into the market more than anything. Like, just change the way you see it. And quality companies only. A lot of people run into trouble when you're trying to trade it or buy companies that are not quality. And I know people are like, how long can you talk about Apple, Microsoft, Nvidia, Tesla, Lilly? I'm like, if there are more quality stocks, like there's some like KLA that are quality, AutoZone, but there isn't. I remember maybe 12 years ago, you probably had 60 or 70 great companies that you can get returns from. It's not like that anymore. Give up on sector rotation. Just focus on the ones that are great. Indexes first and ETFs, then add two to that. You'll be fine. But I think a lot of these issues with losses come from trying to time it on a trade basis, where if you hold it for a long period of time, everything is going to be okay. If I made you money, please put yes in check. Investing is not that damn. It's not rocket science, show.
Yeah, something.
You know what's hard? Like faking a moon landing. That's tough. This is easy.
Yeah. Some things from a political standpoint could affect, right? When we're talking about taxes, when we're talking about capital gain taxes.
44% would.
That's crazy. And then obviously when we're talking about tariffs, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we started talking about the tariffs that are presumed to be put on China if President Biden remains in office. That could affect companies, right? When we're talking about especially that region of the world and some of the companies and that are building there with the hopes of finding a global landscape to expand their businesses, that plays a part. So that could affect the bottom line for a lot of companies.
Yeah. Okay. So what about this company, Archer?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Maybe something in the meme stock area happened, but a lot of people asked me about this. Archer Aviation, I don't see what the hype is. The high was $17 in 2020. It's currently at $3.30. If you want to gamble, go ahead. But like, if Boeing's in trouble, Archer Aviation, which Boeing, you can argue, is a infrastructure and government investment as well. If they're not doing as well, I don't know why. What happened in the meme stock land to make people want this one? But no, I'm not a big fan of this one.
Yeah, I looked it up a little bit. So they're responsible for, I guess, the flying helicopter, like the electric helicopter that flies on its own. So they partner with ETA, which is, and we know if you watch the Premier League or if you watch anything in soccer, huge brand. When we talk about Emirates and we talk about ETA, those are the two biggest airlines and companies. But electric flying taxis. There's too many other quality things to be investing in outside of that. Just looking at this chart, this would be something as an example if we looked at it like as something that you shouldn't invest in.
Stay away.
like when, yeah, if we're looking at it from a 6 month, we're looking at it from a year, 2 year, not really attractive. Not really attractive. No. So I'm not big on this one.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.